God lives and works today, and His innermost heart is filled with love for us, His children. He longs to make our lives rich and happy, as you will hear in today's meditation by Basileia Schlink called, Do You Love Me?
Jesus is love everlasting. He came to us below, that God to all His children a selfless love might show.
In John 21, Jesus asked His disciple Peter, Do you love me? And Jesus is asking us the same question. Do you love me? Only if you love Him more than anything else will you come to know His love. For He doesn't reveal His heart to those who only give Him a little love, only a divided love. He doesn't pour out His love and the benefits of His love, even earthly gifts, over them. They will not come to know how He repays 100-fold what they gave to Him. Jesus tells us in John 14 that He will only reveal Himself to those who really love Him. Their whole hearts will be filled with heavenly bliss, even in the midst of suffering, because He, the King of heaven, love itself, has come to dwell in them. Consider, therefore, what you're missing, both in time and in eternity, if you love Jesus only half-heartedly. You are missing the greatest blessing which is offered to man. Only those who have loved Jesus here with the first love will be able to share in the marriage supper of the Lamb, in the great union of love between Jesus and the bridal souls, in the hour of bliss which all heaven has been living for. If you want to win Jesus, who is knocking at your door, hear His constant plea, I want you completely. Deliver everything up to Him, even every feeling or thought that centers on people, on all earthly and created things apart from Him. Jesus is waiting to receive our undivided love. He is waiting for us to yield to Him our feelings, our thoughts and desires. He extravagantly bestows His gifts upon those who love Him above everything else. He loves them beyond measure. Isn't it true that Jesus, whose love is like a fiery sun, like the most powerful magnet, should take us entirely into His possession, and that we should forsake all else for Him? Certainly, we can ask Him to make us entirely His, and He will do it. This is a plea that Jesus is really waiting for, and He will fulfill it.
Oh, make me thine, my Savior, Lord most holy, that I may only live to give Thee glory. Oh, make me thine. Make me thine, who for my sake did suffer. Let me in gratitude Thee comfort offer by hating sin. Oh, make me thine, take all I love and treasure, my life, my honor, if that brings Thee pleasure and shows my love. Yes, make me thine.
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.